Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. The Peabody Award-winning broadcaster Larry King has died, according to a statement on his Twitter feed. He was 87 years old. Jeff London reports that King interviewed seemingly everyone in a career that spanned more than 60 years.
With his suspenders and deep voice tinged with a Brooklyn accent, Larry King spoke with presidents, world leaders, celebrities, authors, scientists, comedians, athletes. He told podcaster Jesse Thorne in 2017,
"I'm always engrossed in the guests. My curiosity is still insatiable."
King began his career as a DJ in Miami. Then in the 1970s, he had a popular overnight talk show on national radio. In 1985, Ted Turner hired King to do a nightly TV interview program on his relatively new network, CNN. King stayed for 25 years. After he left CNN, King moved on to streaming video. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
To Capitol Hill now, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has agreed to delay the start of the impeachment trial of former President Trump. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports the House will send the case to the Senate on Monday, where a trial is expected to begin the week of February 8th.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell had been pushing to postpone the trial in order to give Trump's legal team more time to mount their defense. Speaking from the White House on Friday, President Biden said a delay would free up the Senate to confirm his cabinet nominees.
The more time we have to get up and running to meet these crises, the better.
Trump is charged with inciting an insurrection after his supporters attacked the U.S. Capitol building, their rage fueled by his lies about a stolen election. If convicted by the Senate, Trump could be barred from public office for good. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
There continues to be a major gulf between how many COVID-19 vaccine doses have gone to states and the number of people who actually have gotten vaccinated. The CDC reports only about 50% of the available shots have been given so far, as Will Stone reports.
It's a confusing national picture, with governors in some states like West Virginia, Georgia, and New York clamoring for more supplies. And many who oversee vaccine distribution say they still don't know week to week exactly what they'll be getting. Meanwhile, more than half of states have now opened up vaccine eligibility to people over 65. Jennifer Nuzzo is at Johns Hopkins University.
We're going to have to shift, at least in part, away from this sort of slow, stepwise work of trying to schedule high-priority individuals to more of a mass vaccination approach.
A recent national survey finds more than half of Americans don't know exactly when or where they'll get vaccinated. For NPR News, I'm Will Stone.
And you're listening to NPR News. A wave of protests in cities across Russia today as supporters of opposition activist Alexei Navalny are demanding he be released from jail. The protests are the first since Navalny's return from Germany, where he was recovering from a poisoning. Police have declared the protests illegal. Activists say that there have been arrests. President Biden has made his first round of phone calls with foreign leaders, speaking first with Canada's prime minister and then with Mexico's president. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports from Mexico City. The Mexican leader says the call was pleasant and respectful.
Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador tweeted a picture of himself and several aides smiling broadly during the call. He wrote he discussed migration, the coronavirus pandemic, and cooperation on development with President Biden, and that everything indicated that relations between Mexico and the United States would be good and benefit both nations. U.S.-Mexico relations have been rocky lately following the arrest in Los Angeles of Mexico's former defense secretary on drug charges. Mexico's president threatened to curtail DEA agents' activity in the country in retaliation. López Obrador was also one of the last leaders in the world to congratulate President Biden. Despite ideological differences, the Mexican leader had built a friendly relationship with former President Trump. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.
Lottery officials say just one winning ticket was sold for the third largest jackpot in U.S. history. The winning numbers were drawn last night for the $1 billion Mega Million prize. A Kroger store in Michigan sold the ticket. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.